The right time, it's the best time. Because in no time, it'll be showtime, then it's go time. That's why the first time, it's the right time, it's the best time.
Eddie G, can you tell me who that is on drums?
What's going on? I think that's Eddie Beat on the drums there, man. That's
cool, man. That's the first track. It's called First Time. The lyrics to it is first time, best time, right time. Because in no time, it's going to be show time, then it's go time. That's why first time, right time, is the best time.
All right.
So it was the first time, you know, first time I recorded a record. It's my debut album. That's why I wrote that. And it's over blues form. It's in the key of G.
Okay.
It's really cool. Y'all gotta pick up this record. The whole world must change. 6 nano digipack. Make sure y'all pick this record up.
Pick it up.
Talk to Carl about it, man. Come see me. LGHamilton.com. iTunes, everything. That's a drum solo. Pull it up a little bit.
Is the right time, it's the best time.
Yeah, credit Hurling Riley for that. That's New Orleans, man.
That's New Orleans.
That's New Orleans, Doc. That's New Orleans, man.
I like that.
That's my nod to New Orleans, my first track.
So what is the key to the rest of the musicians making sure that they're in sync with what you're doing, especially once you go into the solo
mode? Well, first of all, I got to say, you got to have professional musicians, okay? Professional musicians is key.
All right? Okay.
Me, Travis Shaw on upright bass.
Yeah.
It's also my brother. He's my brother. You know?
He spoke highly of you when he was here a week ago.
Travis Shaw was here a week
ago? Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's cool, man. Also, Amos Hoffman, he's an Israeli guitarist. He's played all over the world, very respected in all communities, especially in New York. And we're privileged to have him in Columbia. He stays right here in Columbia, man. Mm. So, killing musicians. Also on the records, Mike Frost.
Yeah.
I met you.
Yeah.
Those are my people, too, man. I mean, I played with Frost's band for 2 years. It's been 2 great years, man. I just made that transition because I got a church job. It's full time. And, I'm also trying to work on my own thing as well. Man, I love those guys, man. And,
they're awesome. They've been in several times.
And, man, awesome. They got a good drummer, too, man. They got a good drummer now.
Who's playing with them now?
I forget his name. But he's got dreads. He's from Atlanta. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. He's a good drummer now. Good drummer, man. Awesome. Matter of fact, they just played on Sunday. Shannon Pickney's on keys. Sometimes Burt Liggins on keys.
Okay.
I got a chance to do a lot of things with Mike. I mean, we did a lot of New York tours. We went to California. We played NAMM. We played the Newport Beach Wine Festival. Hmm. I've recorded with them. We did a lot of things together, and they're not gonna. Don't believe for one minute that they won't be involved in the rest of my music career.
Yeah, I hear you.
I got another record to make. I'm gonna ask them to come home for another track, of course. And of course, they'll probably ask me to record with them as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
those
relationships
are important.
Oh man, you got to keep a good relationship. He texts me. So does Lauren. We're on Facebook. I text him back as well.
Awesome.
Man, I hope all is well. Hey, this video sounds good, man.
Yeah. And I imagine you all really can give each other, again, being professional. You all know how to give each other the kind of feedback that you need to help yourselves get each other get better.
Mike is an accomplished, mixer. He does some production work as well. But when we talk about production work, I gotta peg this one guy. His name is Sean Guest. He's got a studio in Aiken. Musicians, listen to me, man. Listen to me. Sean Guest is a bad dude. Okay. He's a musician too, but he's more so known for his his fantastic ears of a producer. He's a great engineer. He mix and mastered my record. I'm in the current process of learning how to mix and master right now.
Okay.
I'm teaching myself. But he mix and mastered my record. So everything is my idea. I produced this record. Mm-hmm. I wrote all the songs, wrote all the arrangements, got the musicians together, wrote all the charts. So I didn't need any musical help. Mm-hmm. But what I did need was somebody who knew stuff about the engineering process of my recording.
Yeah.
And Sean Guest came in like a wrecking ball with that one. Sean Guest is a great, he called himself the digital god. At first I laughed at the name until I visited his studio.
Mm.
The guy's studio is impeccable. I'm not gonna give his information. He's got a studio out of his home. He's got like a three-story house, man.
Wow.
And the space is incredible. A big live room. He's got all the instruments that you ever need.
Mm.
Four drum sets. You know, wow. I mean, like, you know.
He's serious.
He's serious. He's got like, you know, probably like, you know, 12 snare drums.
Goodness.
He's got a lot of equipment in there.
Mm.
And we want to protect that.
You know, the more I talk with people like Edwin G., Mike Frost, Travis Shaw, and others, the more I discover that there is tremendous musical talent in this area.
Oh, there's crazy music talent in this area, man. There's a lot of cats, you know. And you know what's so funny? I know you don't want to talk about this, but I got to say, it comes back from the church, too.
Oh, yeah.
You go to any old black Baptist church or a white church, they got percussion pits. Those are professional instrumentalists. Those are professional musicians, man. Most of them are in our orchestra. Most of them teach. They're educators. In a black church, you have good old-fashioned people that know music because they have to back up an old sister that'll stand up and sing, just one more time. Just one more time. Oh, good Lord, you know I'm glad. You know, you got to be able to back somebody up. You know, you know, just one more time. You got to pick them up. Okay, she's singing in C.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you got to be able to play that right on the spot. My pastor, some people say he has never sang. Now he's singing.
Okay.
They never had really a Hammond B3 organ. I asked for that. They bought it. It's there at the church. I'm playing organ. It's something about an organ.
Yes,
the church.
Sir.
It's just really that spirit.
Yeah.
But let's get off that subject. It's just been a blessing. It's been real. It's a blessing to be able to. I'm also been able to tour a lot with different artists.
What is that life like?
Tour life is lonely. I'm not going to sit here and tell you a lie. I'm going to tell you the truth. Somebody's calling me. It's messing up my live video, so I'm going to decline it. That was actually my drummer, Stephen Pryor.
Okay.
He just called me. I had texted him.
Oh, okay.
I told him I wanted him to show up for rehearsal tonight.
so he's letting you know he's going to be there.
Yeah, he is. He always does a good job. Before you turn that music up, tour life is great. We'll talk about it a little bit more later.
All right. Our guest again, Mr. Edwin G. Hamilton.
Are we going on break again?
Yeah. Okay. We're going on break. He's a drummer. He's a musician, period. He's a singer. One of the things I want you to talk to us about too when we come back, we're going to talk touring, but I also want you to share with us some of the keys to singing and playing at the same time.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
All right, everybody.
All right.
Stay with us. We will be right back.
Pull that.